Test 2. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There'll now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. Part 1. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer A, B or C. 1. You overhear 2 people talking about their plans for the weekend.
Have you got plans for the weekend, Jane?
Yes, I have. I'm going away with the girls from accounts, Sue and Kelly. We've got tickets to see We Will Rock You on Sunday night in London. We're travelling up to the city on Saturday and staying for a couple of nights.
Oh, that show's great! I remember seeing it last year with my wife, Mandy. You'll love it. So, you won't be in on Monday then?
No, but I'll be in on Tuesday. Did you need something?
Have you got plans for the weekend, Jane?
Yes, I have. I'm going away with the girls from accounts, Sue and Kelly. We've got tickets to see We Will Rock You on Sunday night in London. We're travelling up to the city on Saturday and staying for a couple of nights.
Oh, that show's great! I remember seeing it last year with my wife, Mandy. You'll love it. So, you won't be in on Monday then?
No, but I'll be in on Tuesday. Did you need something?
2. You are listening to the weather forecast on the radio.
And now, here's the weather forecast for the rest of the week.
Tomorrow will be much the same as today. Heavy cloud in the morning, clearing as the day progresses. Wednesday will be overcast, with a possibility of heavy showers in the afternoon. The temperature will remain steady at 17 degrees Celsius, but it will be a few degrees lower in coastal areas. On Thursday, there will be lingering cloud, but this area of low pressure will be moving away and things should brighten up in time for the weekend. Friday's outlook is good, moderately warm without breaks of sun.
And now, here's the weather forecast for the rest of the week.
Tomorrow will be much the same as today. Heavy cloud in the morning, clearing as the day progresses. Wednesday will be overcast, with a possibility of heavy showers in the afternoon. The temperature will remain steady at 17 degrees Celsius, but it will be a few degrees lower in coastal areas. On Thursday, there will be lingering cloud, but this area of low pressure will be moving away and things should brighten up in time for the weekend. Friday's outlook is good, moderately warm without breaks of sun.
3. You hear a girl talking to her father.
So, can you drop me off at the DVD shop in the high street? If we leave in about half an hour, I should have time. Mind you, the DVD shop is quite a walk from the cinema, and I told Lucy I'd be outside at 7. Perhaps I should take the DVD back after the film.
Why don't I wait outside while you go in, and then I can drop you off at the crossroads? The cinema's just round the corner. How does that sound?
Thanks, Dad. That's great. So, can you drop me off at the DVD shop in the high street? If we leave in about half an hour, I should have time. Mind you, the DVD shop is quite a walk from the cinema, and I told Lucy I'd be outside at 7. Perhaps I should take the DVD back after the film.
Why don't I wait outside while you go in, and then I can drop you off at the crossroads? The cinema's just round the corner. How does that sound?
Thanks, Dad. That's great.
4. You hear two people talking about a film.
Come on, you'll enjoy it. It's got that young Italian actor in. I know you didn't like his last film, but he did win an award for this one, remember?
I know, but it's not my cup of tea, really. If it was a comedy or something light-hearted with a bit of romance, this is completely different. It's bound to be full of high-speed car chases. Why don't you ask Matt to go with you?
I did, but he saw it on Monday. He did say it was great, though. Come on, you'll enjoy it. It's got that young Italian actor in. I know you didn't like his last film, but he did win an award for this one, remember?
I know, but it's not my cup of tea, really. If it was a comedy or something light-hearted with a bit of romance, this is completely different. It's bound to be full of high-speed car chases. Why don't you ask Matt to go with you?
I did, but he saw it on Monday. He did say it was great, though.
5. You hear an advertisement for a new restaurant.
Bored with eating out at the same places? Looking for something different? Why not spend an evening with us at Il Piccolo? The newest restaurant in town offers traditional Italian dishes at great prices. Come along at the weekend when we feature live music, or visit us during the week for a quieter evening. For this month only, choose a complimentary salad to accompany your main course. It's on the house. Having a birthday? Book a table for you and your friends to celebrate and get a free birthday cake. All parties of 10 or more get a 10% discount on weekdays. So what are you waiting for? Il Piccolo, your friendly Italian restaurant, is waiting to welcome you. Bored with eating out at the same places? Looking for something different? Why not spend an evening with us at Il Piccolo? The newest restaurant in town offers traditional Italian dishes at great prices. Come along at the weekend when we feature live music, or visit us during the week for a quieter evening. For this month only, choose a complimentary salad to accompany your main course. It's on the house. Having a birthday? Book a table for you and your friends to celebrate and get a free birthday cake. All parties of 10 or more get a 10% discount on weekdays. So what are you waiting for? Il Piccolo, your friendly Italian restaurant, is waiting to welcome you.
6. At a travel agent, you overhear two people talking.
Well, it's up to you, really. The roads are always busy at that time of year, so driving may not be the wisest decision. On the other hand, it's probably cheaper, especially when you add in the cost of taxis to and from the airport.
Yes, I suppose you're right. Airlines charge so much now, even for the shortest flights. Wait a minute, though. There's a station not far from the hotel, isn't there? Maybe that's a better choice.
Well, you'd have to change on the way. And if you've got a lot of luggage, it might not be very easy. You'd have to walk quite a long way between platforms.
Sounds like I'll be taking my own vehicle then. That way it's door to door, luggage in the boot, and we can stop off on the way if we feel like it.
Well, it's up to you, really. The roads are always busy at that time of year, so driving may not be the wisest decision. On the other hand, it's probably cheaper. Especially when you add in the cost of taxis to and from the airport.
Yes, I suppose you're right. Airlines charge so much now, even for the shortest flights. Wait a minute, though. There's a station not far from the hotel, isn't there? Maybe that's a better choice.
Well, you'd have to change on the way, and if you've got a lot of luggage, it might not be very easy. You'd have to walk quite a long way between platforms.
Sounds like I'll be taking my own vehicle then. That way it's door to door, luggage in the boot, and we can stop off on the way if we feel like it.
7. You hear a student talking about an exam he's just taken.
I just can't believe it. What an exam! I knew it was going to be hard. Mr. Parker always gives us difficult questions. But as he's always telling us, there's no such thing as a difficult question. You either know the answer or you don't. Not much help when you think about it. But he's right, you know. And fortunately, I did know the answers. All that hard work really paid off. Now I just have to sit and wait for the results. I just can't believe it. What an exam! I knew it was going to be hard. Mr. Parker always gives us difficult questions. But as he's always telling us, there's no such thing as a difficult question. You either know the answer or you don't. Not much help when you think about it. But he's right, you know. And fortunately, I did know the answers. All that hard work really paid off. Now I just have to sit and wait for the results.
8. You overhear a woman talking about a shopping centre that has just opened.
It seemed to take ages for it all to be finished. Months and months of building and inconvenience. But now that it's done and the shops are opening, I have to say that it's making quite a difference to the town centre. We were all fed up with the same old shops all the time, so it's quite refreshing to see some new ones. We've got so much more choice now. And of course it's bringing opportunities to the area, especially for the younger generation. I think their future's looking brighter than it has done for a long time. It seemed to take ages for it all to be finished. Months and months of building and inconvenience. But now that it's done and the shops are opening, I have to say that it's making quite a difference to the town centre. We were all fed up with the same old shops all the time, so it's quite refreshing to see some new ones. We've got so much more choice now. And of course it's bringing opportunities to the area, especially for the younger generation. I think their future's looking brighter than it has done for a long time.
That's the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2.